This morning, I am going to be focusing on a very small phrase from a section of Scripture that should be fairly well known to most of us, from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So the title of the message is The Increase of His Government. The Increase of His Government. We see a lot of increase of government lately, but we're talking about a different government here. So Christmas is behind us. Next Wednesday is January 1st. It's a time-honored American tradition to examine ourselves as New Year's Day approaches, both to establish our accomplishments as well as to make resolutions, set new goals for the year ahead. Anybody ever done that, set New Year's resolutions? Have you ever, like, taken had a pool to determine, you know, how long those resolutions will actually last, and the person who guesses closest to the actual time they last gets all the pot and so on? Well, I think it is appropriate, though, for us to examine our current position. This is the beginning of we've had 21 years, the beginning of the 22nd year in this building. December 5th, 1992, marked the first message that was preached in this building, the first service that was held in this building. So as individuals, families, and as a congregation, we want to get our bearings, so to speak, in terms of our purposes, our direction, as defined by our scripture, by the scripture, and by our own calling as a congregation. How do we define progress? On what basis can we realize confidence and assurance that we are not those branches that are spoken of by Yeshua that are going to be broken off and cast into the fire? What is our fruit? So the title of the message, The Increase of His Government. I'm hoping to show that the fruit of the mission of Ohev Yisrael is measured by this standard. Namely, that we are or are not contributing to the increase of the government of the Pele Yoetz, El Gibor, Aviad, Sar Shalom, the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of peace. In other words, is the government of Yeshua effectively increased through the work that we are doing here? There are many ways to measure success. I imagine we could become rather giddy if we find that our financial balances for the year are in the black. That would be exciting. I haven't seen the final numbers, but a healthy profitability would represent a significant change from many of our year-end reports from recent years. It's not that we don't already have a healthy balance, but when our operating results show that we have spent more than we have brought in, it is clear that some changes must eventually be made. So it wouldn't be inappropriate to hope that one sign of fruitfulness would be a positive cash flow on our financial statements. Did I say that okay, Ron? Bruce, we're good? We're good in the way that I put that. It would be healthy and good to show a positive cash flow. Okay. You all heard that? You heard the message on how to get your money in before the end of the year? Okay. All right. Now, if that result were accompanied by a thicker membership directory, not just from the advertising, but from actual families, we might also rejoice in the evidence that we are not dying out as a congregation. More new members coming in than departing seems like a worthy goal, perhaps even more so than financial gain. How does one measure the value of a human family? Every soul is precious. Every new soul added to our ranks is of immeasurably more value than another certificate of deposit or growth in our investments. There's another measuring stick, not as clearly defined, but which goes along with these. The degree to which we are passing the baton to our youth and our children. Along with growing numbers of families and positive cash flow, we would certainly hope that our young people are embracing a role and a purpose within our congregational model that provides them with an understanding of their own spiritual place in God's kingdom. This might be observed as participation in meaningful activities, accomplishing worthwhile goals. It might also be observed in enthusiastic and hungry faces, drinking in the doctrines of our faith, sharing those doctrines with their friends and classmates and workmates and many curious visitors coming to see what has inspired such vitality and energy. We would expect our own children to be looking for ways to engage in the works of ministry in our midst, serving, teaching, praying, tithing, worshiping, and blessing. So here's another basis for evaluating our progress. Are our young people inspired to take the baton and move the vision forward? Some people like to say they are the next generation. I say they are the this generation. The next generation hasn't been born. They are the this generation. The rest of us could die off. This generation would have to go forward. We certainly hope so. No matter how wonderful our year-end reports will be financially and in membership, if we fail to bring our own youth and children into our vision and purpose, we may feel that we have gained the world, but we will have lost our soul. Perhaps this points to another way of measuring and identifying our progress. To what extent do we ourselves, not just our youth, but we ourselves, the old folks, almost said something else, the old folks like me, who just had my 21st birthday again, and again, and again. This is something that can be measured, although it is a bit more elusive than bank statements. There are important barriers to measuring the progress of vision and purpose. Vision and purpose can have many facets, and they can change over time. I am suggesting that our overarching vision should incorporate the phrase that is the title of this message, the increase of the government of Yeshua, whatever that might mean and however that might be interpreted. From our Torah readings, we see that Moses' vision and purpose changed as his own faith grew. While he initially sought relief for the Hebrew slaves from the oppression of the Egyptian taskmasters, he could not believe that Pharaoh would eventually let the people go. With each confrontation, Pharaoh's heart grew harder and harder. He wanted to see Pharaoh's heart grow softer and softer. But even with the last plague, death of the firstborn, the departure of the slaves, freedom wasn't guaranteed until Pharaoh and his chariots and horsemen drowned in the sea of reeds. Then the vision changed. It was no longer freedom. The promised land replaced freedom as a vision and purpose, didn't it? The vision changed. Sometimes that happens. Even here, even in that case, the faith battle was soon lost as the people refused to enter the land. The vision and goal of entering the land was replaced with another vision, one of survival as a nation with a whole generation of Israelites perishing in the wilderness. At the end, the vision passed to Joshua, who took the people into the land of promise, and the vision and purpose changed again. It was no longer to survive in the wilderness. It was no longer one of freedom. It was establishing a nation amidst a hostile group of nations that God was judging. They needed to learn warfare. They needed to establish their territory, set up a government and civil courts, and eventually a king. They needed to defend their borders, and once those borders were established, the vision and purpose changed again. But the overarching purpose of Moses and of the Israelites was to increase the government of God in the world. In our own understanding and revelation, this is the same as increasing the government of Yeshua, the promised Messiah and King of Israel. For us then, measuring the degree to which we and our young people embrace our vision and purpose can only be measured within the context of how we see our vision in both the near and far term. Is the long-term vision of God for Israel the same as the long-term vision for Ohev Yisrael? I am suggesting that it is the same partially because Ohev Yisrael is part of the larger body of Israel. The increase of the government of Yeshua does not subvert or replace God's ultimate purpose for the Jewish people as a whole. If anything, it is part of the fulfillment of that purpose. In casting the vision and purpose in this way, even though the immediate outworking of our congregational vision might change, the overarching cause, the raison d'être of Ohev Yisrael, determines the application of Yeshua's government for the immediate circumstances of our members and our families. There should always be a logical flow from the increase of His government to the way we and our young people work out our immediate plans and programs. For years, Ohev Yisrael was known for the annual production of a Yom Kippur play. We had props. We had a brazen altar, an Ark of the Covenant, a menorah, a table of showbread, a veil, high priest robes, a mitre for the Kohen Gadol, etc. We had a script that was memorized, and we publicized our presentation. We were sought out by many local churches to come and present our Yom Kippur presentation. For years, we had annual trips to Israel. People were getting division to move there and to make Aliyah, and, well, I guess that's still happening, isn't it? But for nearly 20 years, we had no trips to Israel as a congregation. Nearly 20 years, no trips to Israel as a congregation. So if a young person caught the vision for Israel and for Aliyah, and our support for those activities subsequently changed, there might have been a disillusionment and a disappointment that would have followed. What is the point of getting excited about a vision if the congregation suddenly changes direction and ceases to support that vision? The answer lies in trying to get a sense for the overarching vision, the long-term, big-picture vision that ties all the moment-by-moment activities and purposes together. The big picture gives meaning to all the short-term decisions that we make to travel to Israel, sponsor a concert, attend a conference, modify our service, or develop an adult education curriculum. Then the question of our progress or a sense of confidence in our programs and activities can be evaluated. It might be that our short-term goals change as we make progress in certain areas. We may try something and decide not to continue. We might see individual ministries start and then stop. In other words, trying something that doesn't continue may not be a failure, at least not in the long run. It may be that making that attempt to implement a new thing was a necessary part of our learning process and our need to know how to go forward with a higher purpose. It may contribute to our success in increasing the government of Yeshua. Over my 32 and a half years at Ohev Yisrael, I have seen our congregational vision grow. What began as an attempt to restore first century, New Covenant, biblical Judaism to a renewed blend of church and synagogue has become a more nuanced expression of modern Jewish identity in a New Covenant context. What that means and how that is expressed is subject to interpretation as leaders and members together wrestle with existing cultural practices, some of which are more traditionally Jewish and some of which are more evangelical Christian. So how do we measure our progress in areas where there is no trail? Or more accurately, there are a variety of trails and a number of so-called experts standing along a variety of trails telling us that their trail is the right trail. And how shall we respond if a particular trail which we are following begins to narrow and seems to disappear? And if we go down many false trails, how do these experiences communicate to our youth and our other energetic members who are just looking for something they can invest themselves in? Are we the blind leading the blind? Or are we really listening and waiting on the voice of God? Is our congregational leadership all wise and all knowing and Holy Spirit led and able to be trusted? Of course it is. Okay. But perhaps that's the last question we ask in our New Year's message. How is our congregational government doing? We can show great progress in the fact that we have a large number of very competent shamashim who are actively involved in financial decisions, maintenance of our physical plant and infrastructure, monitoring security, planning events, overseeing ministries. We can show that our eldership has overcome serious internal issues that could have resulted in division and significant loss, but didn't. We can show that there are still significant needs for leadership, succession planning in at least two or three areas, including our children's program, our youth program, and the eventual need for a senior congregational leader in the event that Yeshua tarries. Hopefully, he'll come soon. I should mention that each of these three areas, we are quite hopeful. Of these three areas, we are quite hopeful concerning the recent ascension of Joshua McGee to a coordinating position in the youth program, along with Suzanne Bakaisa to assist him. I think we can be grateful that's working very well. We are quite hopeful to see the increase of Yeshua's government in all three of these areas. But I would like to close this message in the following way. I started with the Isaiah quote concerning the increase of the government of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. But I would like to challenge those of us who are here who may have grown up in an evangelical context, a church that has an evangelical orientation. Modern evangelical and many mainline Christian denominations, the theology has been changing to incorporate the notion that traditional Christian teachings have been inadequate due to having an inadequate understanding of the role of Israel, the Jewish nation worldwide. I'm not talking about the physical state of Israel that we just visited. I'm talking about the Jewish people worldwide in the end time plans of God. Now, this is important concerning how we understand what it means to increase Yeshua's government. If Christian thinking is changing and assigning a more significant purpose to Israel and God's end-time government, then what effect does that change have on the role and overarching purpose of Ohev Yisrael as a Messianic Jewish congregation? If Israel's end-time role is now being seen by the church as being highly significant in juxtaposition to the nations of the earth, and the salvation of the nations cannot be expressed apart from their relationship with the Jewish people, it means that the gospel of Yeshua must incorporate a change of heart in the nations as well as a change of heart in the Jewish people. The increase of Yeshua's government implies that nations will promote the Jewish nation. I'm not only speaking of the current political state of Israel, but the Jewish people as a worldwide whole, to a headship role, whereas for many centuries they have been treated more as the tail. the church, which is comprised of Yeshua followers from all nations, grafted into the Commonwealth of Israel through faith in the rejected king, must take a strong position of advocating for the people and nation of Israel as a source for God's blessing and as the platform for the government of God's anointed rulership in the earth. And Messianic Judaism, which is primarily the outward expression of Jewish covenantal life in the context of the knowledge and presence of Yeshua, must remain faithful to both Jewish covenantal life and the knowledge and presence of Yeshua. So while we examine ourselves and the progress we have made as a congregation, we are grateful that we have been sustained financially, that our numbers are growing, that our youth and children are enthusiastic, and that our leaders are perfect in every way. But our confidence is that we are expressing the government of Yeshua through Jewish covenantal life and through an increasing awareness and presence of the person and ministry of Yeshua, both corporately and individually. And the more faithful we are to our covenantal responsibilities as Jews among our Jewish people, while also being increasingly faithful to our discipleship as followers of Yeshua, then the more successful we are and will be in bringing the increase of the government of Yeshua. Amen.